Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Zayin in Meseches Erevin. We begin a new perek and a new topic. I just got off the phone speaking with somebody who had a family member. I also have a family member who, because of the rigors, particularly before Pesach, fell out of the regular daf yomi routine. Although Baruch Hashem, by the numbers, I see that there are many that are still keeping up and listening. And I suggested to the person that I was on the phone with, as well as to a family member, that there's nothing wrong with, if one missed, to put what one missed aside and to jump in fresh, whether it's in a new perek or a new meseches, and write down what you missed. And Be'ezer Hashem, in another 7 years from now, when we make a Siyum HaShas, if a person says, okay, I know I missed this amount, I missed one mesechta. One mesechta out of all of the mesechtas HaShas, that's an absolutely amazing, amazing accomplishment. So a little bit of chizuk for those who missed the daf here, missed the perek here, or during in the preparations of Pesach, missed the beginning of Erevin, we now begin an entirely new topic in Meseches Erevin. And that is the topic of Eruvei Chatzeros and Eruvei Tchumin, and particularly the way in which we have people that join together to make themselves either a unified chatzer, that you have many people in an apartment building that are want to be able to carry in an adjoining courtyard, or you have an individual that wants to be able to go outside of his tchum. He also puts down an Erev. The similar concept also, Rashi points out, the second Rashi in our parak is the concept of Shitufei Mavos, and that is where there are many chatzeros that want to be able to carry into a mavui. They all join together with food. Our Mishnah is going to discuss what type of food is acceptable to join together, what food is considered significant. Our Mishnah will apply these rules not only to Eruvei Chatzeros Mavos, Shitufei Mavos, and Eruvei Tchumen, but also other areas in Halacha. The Gemara then will ask whether we evoke a klal when it is presented to all instances, or does it have limitations. The Gemara will discuss the concept of mitzvah aseisha as man grama. One of the topics that the Mishnah will discuss will also be Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, which is the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Going on to Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss the pidyon of Maaser Sheni, and the Gemara then will discuss the psukim of pidyon Maaser Sheni and the drashos that Chazal used about it. Do it, Be'ezer Hashem. Six lines from the bottom, Chavav Amabei. Zok de'elig Mishnah. The beginning of the third parak of Meseches Erevin. B'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin. One could use all types of foods for Eruvei Tchumen and Eruvei Chatzeros and Shitufei Muvos. Chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. Aside from water and salt. Many times we speak out the Rashi, but here it is appropriate to read the Rashi inside of what is wrong with water and salt. The third Rashi, first medium-sized line of Rashi, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech, delav midi mazon heim. It's not something that satiates. V'tayma de'eruv, water and salt. Mishum de'daito v'diraso b'mokum mizonosav. The rationale for Eruv is that the person's resting where his food is. V'kivan shenosnu kol b'nei echatzer, and since all of the people in the courtyard joined to put their food there. Kedai mizona bebayisecha. They put the amount of their food in one house. Nase kilu kulan darim besocha. That's what Eruvei Chatzeros does. It makes it as if all of them are living in that area. Vinimtsu kulan rishus achas. And therefore, all of them are considered as if in one rishus. V'chem be'eruvei tchumen. And similar, the same concept, even though it's a totally different mechanic, applies by Eruvei Tchumen as well. Nase kemisha shachav sham, when he puts down his food, it's as if he lives there. Umisham yesho apayim am l'chol ruach, and he has 2,000 amos in every direction. Hilkach dover mazon b'ina, but you need something that satisfies, that satiates, and water and salt are the only two things that do not. Continues the mission, v'akol nikach b'kesef meiser, and anything could be bought with the kesef of Maaser Sheni. The Torah Kedosha tells us in Parshas Re'eh that there is a mitzvah for us to take up on the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle to take up one's Meiser and eat it in Yerushalayim. If, however, a person has, thankfully, a lot of produce, he could redeem that produce onto money and then buy Burger King in the Old City. Sorry, I got the name wrong. Grill Burger in the Old City and be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, that way. V'akol nikach bekesef Meiser, you could redeem your fruits and then buy everything with kesef Meiser, including Grill Burger, except chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech. However, you can't get water or salt with redeeming that. Hanoder min ha'mazon, if a person makes a neder that they're not going to derive benefit from mazon, from food, mutar b'melech u'b'mayim, they're allowed to eat salt and water. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin, you could make a ruvei tchumen for a nazir with wine, even though the nazir can't drink wine. V'li Yisrael b'truma, and in Yisrael who cannot eat truma, which is only permissible for a kohen, you could also make a ruvei tchumen for him. Rashi explains on the last medium-sized line, going to the wide, that since it's mazon for other people, even though it's not a mazon for this individual, that's enough for an eruv. Sumchas amar b'chulin. Sumchas says a truma cannot be used, only chulin can be used. Truma cannot, because it needs to be something. He disagrees with the Chachamim and says it needs to be something that's shayich for that individual. Now the next line, Rashi points out that even though there's a vav hachibur, ule kohen bebeis hapras, it's a new topic, and the Mishnah is telling us that you could place an eruv for a kohen in an area called a beis hapras, which is an area that Chazal referred to, an area that has been plowed, which has a suffix of whether they're kvarim there. A kohen is not allowed to go into that area, midrabanan, because of the fear that there might be a kever. Nevertheless, the eruv would be a valid eruv. And Rashi explains that since the Beis HaPras is only a Safik Durabanan, then in such an instance, there are certain leniencies that we will talk about in the future that apply to a Beis HaPras, and the Kohen can avail himself of those leniencies, and for that reason, the Eruv could be placed there. Rabbi Yehuda is even more lenient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in the last line of Chavav and Beis HaFilu, Bein HaKvaros, even if the Erev is put between the Kvaros, Mipnei Shiyachol Lachotz V'Leilech V'Lechol, the Kohen would be able to enter the cemetery, and they would place Mechitzos between him and the Kvarim, and he would walk between those Mechitzos to be able to access the Erev, and therefore the Erev is considered accessible to the Kohen. Our Mishnah had a rule that Mayim and Melach are generally the only things that are not considered foods. And our Mishnah applied it not only to Eruvei Chatzeros, but to other areas in Shas as well. For this reason, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ein lemeidim min haklalos. We cannot generalize and rule. You learn from a rule and apply it automatically in all instances. And even in a case of where it says chutz. Over here it said, b'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin chutz, which would indicate that the only things that are not considered food are salt and water. The Gemara now analyzes the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Midika'ama afil b'makom shenemar b'chutz. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan used the expression even in a place where the word chutz is used, michlal delav hacha koi. The Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan was even in the place where they used chutz, which means to indicate, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan was not only talking about a place where they said chutz, but other places as well. So the Gemara says, the lav hachakai, he's not only talking about our instance, but he's talking about others as well. Hechakai, what case was he referring to? Again, if Rabbi Yochanan was talking only about our case, then he would have said, Ein lemeidim in haklalos b'makom shenemar b'chutz. The fact that it says afilu indicates that there are other instances as well. Hechikai, what are those instances?
Ezra's the Gemara Hasam Kai. We're referring to a famous rule in Maseches Kedushin, and a very, very important one to even today in Jewish life. Kol mitzvah sa'aseh she'azman grama, any mitzvahs that are time-bound, anashim chayovin v'nashim pturos. The Mishnah in Kedushin tells us that men are obligated in them and women are exempt. V'shelo azman grama, and if it's not time-bound, echad nashim v'echad anashim chayovin. Uklalohu, the kol mitzvahs aseh she'azman grama, nashim pturos, is that an absolute rule? Kol, every single mitzvah, that's not true. There are mitzvahs that women are chayavos in. Hare matzah, simcha, v'hakel.
When it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, where the Torah says, ba'erev tochlu matzah, and there is a mitzvah to eat on the first night, matzah, that mitzvah applies to women as well. The Gemara in Psachim tells us, kol sheyeshno bebal toch achametz, yeshno bekum achol matzah, whoever is included in the prohibition of chametz, amim gimel amir aleph, Rashi quotes it later on, in Dibur HaMaskel Simcha. Once they're included in the prohibition of chametz, they're also included in the mitzvah. So even though it's a time-bound mitzvah, it's on the night of the 15th, nevertheless, women are included. Similarly, the mitzvah of Simcha. The Torah tells us, v'samachto ato uveisecha, that there's a mitzvah for the entire house to rejoice on Yom Tov. That includes women. As well as on Hakel, the Torah HaKdosha tells us explicitly in the end of Sefer Devarim, ha'anoshim v'hanoshim v'ataf. And therefore, even though the mitzvah of Hakel, which takes place on Sukkot, where the Melech reads the Torah for all of Klal Yisrael, it's a time-bound mitzvah, nevertheless, women are chayavos. And in the other direction as well. V'chol mitzvah shelo hazman grama nashim chayavos, are every single mitzvah that's not time-bound women exempt, are they chayavin? Harei Talmud Torah, there's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that the Gemara tells us in Kedushan Chavtesam Ebeis, that the Torah says, v'limatem osam espenechem, there's a mitzvah to teach your sons, v'lo b'noseichem, and not your daughters. Of course, there were poskim later on that said that even though there's no mitzvah for women to learn day and night, of course, there's a mitzvah for them to learn the mitzvahs that they need to know. Piria v'rivya, the Gemara in Yevamos, darshins, that the Pasuk says, pruervu milu aretz v'chivshua, and it, command to procreate is described as chivshua, and the Gemara says on Samachem Beis, darko shel ish lichvosh, v'ein darko shel isha lichvosh, and therefore the mitzvah only applies to men, as well as upidyan haben, redeeming one's son. The Gemara in Kedushan Chavtes Amid Aleph says that we learn from Tifteh that there is a drasha, kol shechayev liftos, chayev liftos espino. Whoever has a chiyuv to redeem themselves has a chiyuv to redeem their sons. These are the mitzvahs aseh she'ad lo hazman grama, v'nashim pturos. Even though it's not time-bound, women are exempt. So therefore we see, elam Rabbi Yochanan, ein lemeidim min haklolos, vafilu b'mokom shenemar bo chutz. Even if though it says chutz, we don't necessarily learn from a klal. Kol mitzvah aseh she'azman grama isn't always an absolute rule. The Gemara now continues with another example where the word kol isn't absolute. Amar Abayi v'itema Rabbi Yirmiyafana nami tanina oid klal acher amru kol shenisa al gabe hazov tamen. There's a rule that we learn in Maseches Zavin in the fifth parak that anything that is carried on top of a Zav, in other words, something that a Zav carries, becomes Tameh. This is a drasha of the Gemara in Nida on Daf Lami Gimel Amid Aleph, that anything that a Zav carries becomes Tameh, as Rashi spells out in the Ibrahim Aschil Kol. And vice versa, V'kol she'azav nisa alav, and anything that carries a Zav, that a Zav is on top of, that a Zav is being carried, tohar. That object does not become tame. Chutz min aroy lemishkav umoshav. Except for those things that are normally used for sleeping or sitting on. That, the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Chav Gimel Amabez elaborates based on a pasuk that says, in Vayikra Tezvav, Vahayoshev, Alakli Asher Yoshav Olav. If someone sits on a chair that a Zav sat on, they become
tame. Says Rashi in Dibra Maschil Chutz that this is an exception to the rule of that azov that is on top of something is not mitame. As well as viha adam, the pasuk also over there says vahanose osam. If there's someone else that carries azov, they become tame. So this is the rule in Maseches Zavim. Asks the Gemara of Isulaka, is that the only thing? Va'ika merkav. What about a chariot, a wagon, or something that carries a zav that is also something that contracts tumah? Now, we mentioned a wagon. The Gemara immediately questions whether a wagon would be a separate status. Hai merkav hechidami. What are we talking about specifically? If it's a wagon that a person sits on, hainu moshav. So that's sitting, and we already mentioned it. So far, the Mishnah Zavin included every single case. Answers the Gemara, anan hachi karmini. We're talking about this type of case. Ha'ika gava de'uchba. If you take a look at diagram Reish Yud Dalet, you see a horse with a rider, and a saddle. The rider is sitting on a saddle. At the edges are the edge of the saddle. Gava de uchba means the front and the back of the saddle that was made out of wood. And the Brisa states, the sign we learned in a Brisa, this is in Tosefta Kalim, ha'ukof tmei moshav. If you have the saddle contracts tuma as moshav. V'hatofus tmei merkav. And the area that the rider grabs onto, that contracts the tumah of merkav. So here we have something that otherwise, as moshav, would not contract tumah because the rider doesn't sit on it, yet we have a separate category of tumas merkav. Elishma mina, so what do we see from here? Ein lemeidim min haklalos. Vafilu b'mokum shenema barchutz. So over here it said, an absolute rule, that a zav, when it is carried by something, only contracts tumah. The carrier will only contract tumah if it carries a zav, if it's a mishkav, moshev, or adam. Yet, it's not true. There is another instance, and that is tumas merkav, which we found exactly what that case is. And so we see that the Mishnah in Zavin isn't giving us an absolute rule. Amar avina v'itemer of Nachman afanan namitnina. We also have this in our Mishnah as well. Our Mishnah back to Erevin. Our Mishnah said that you can make an Eruv out of all types of food, except that water is salt. But what about mushrooms? I'm not sure what the difference between kmin and pitrius, but they are referring to mushrooms. In fact, in modern Hebrew as well, mushrooms are pitriot. You cannot use mushrooms, and you can't infer from the rule of our Mishnah, because pitrios are not a dover hamazon. The Ritva writes that in general people do not use it for their normal suda, as well as Rashi in Kedusha and Lamed Daled Amud Aleph says they are not normally something that are mazon that satisfies. El Shma Mina, so what do we see? Ein lemeidim min haklalos afilu b'makom shenemer b'chutz. Even though the Mishnah said you could use everything except for water and salt, that doesn't mean that those are the only ones that can't be used. Mushrooms as well cannot be used. We evoke this rule to other areas in Kol HaTorah Kula as well. We evoked it to the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of Maaser Sheni. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to go up to Yerushalayim with our Maaser money or our Maaser fruits and eat over there in Yerushalayim. Hakol nikach bekesef maaser. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad masni ha'erev v'chad masni ha'maaser. One learned a statement that we're about to see in reference to eruv v'chatzeros, and one in regards to maaser. What statement? Chad masni ha'erev. One learned in regards to eruv lo shanu. Elamayim bifnei atzmo, umalach bifnei melach bifnei atzmo. That when do we say that's not considered food if it's water that's by itself or salt by itself? De'ema arvin. Avol b'mayim umelach ma'arvin. But if you have water, salt, water together, then Erev would work on it. V'chan masni ha'maiser, lo shna elamayim bifnei atzmo. For maiser, you can't redeem your money onto water by itself or melach bifnei atzmo. De'nichin. Avol, mayim umelach nichin. Bekesef Meiser. But salt water would work. Man the Masniya Meiser, the one who said that this halacha is that when it comes to salt water, you could buy salt water in Yerushalayim and Mekayim Meiser, saying that way, Koshkein Erev. Certainly in regards to Erev. Man the Masniya Erev, Avol Meiser Lo. But for Meiser, it wouldn't work. Why? Why would Meiser be different? My time up Pira Ba'inan. Because he holds your need specifically a fruit. Later on, the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to elaborate that some ways of reading the Psukim is to say that for Meiser Sheni, you need to redeem the money with fruit. Ki also Rav Yitzchak Masne Ameiser. Rav Yitzchak had learned it in regards to Meiser, that for even Meiser it would be acceptable. Meisive, the Gemara asks the following question, Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Lefnei Rabbi Lezer, Shel Beis Abba, Hayaloichin Sir Bekesef Meiser.
They would use the Kesef Meiser to buy Tzir. Tzir is brine, water that had soaked with fish. Maybe there were also the insides of fish that was mixed up, and therefore it was not a simple case of water and salt. Where it comes to brine, then we consider the fat of the fish as being considered like fruit. In other words, here we're introducing the idea that fruit doesn't mean literally fruit, but it will be anything that is more than just simply water and salt. Avomayimu melach lo. But water and salt would not work for Meiser. Amar Rav Yosef lo nitzricha ela shenasan lesocha shemen. Rav Yitzchak's case was talking about where there was oil inside as well. And there, where there is oil, so then in such a case, one would be allowed to be poda the Meiser. However, if it's just water and salt, Rabbi Yitzchak never said that that could be used for Meiser. The Ritva points out, it's quoted in the name of the Ritva, that really the appropriate Lashon would have expected on the first words on Chav Zayin Amud Beis would be Hachi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Yitzchak said. Not lo nitzrucha. See a discussion of why the Gemara uses the expression lo nitzrucha. Continues the Gemara in the top line. Amar le Abaye v'tepik le mishum shemen. Of course, the reason you should learn that you're able to be poda is not because it's mayim and melech with shemen. Shemen by itself, you could be poda meiser sheni on it, even according to any understanding of our Mishnah. Lo tzricha shenasan d'mei mayim u'melech b'havla'a. No, we're talking about a case where Rashi is unclear about what exactly is the chiddush of the Havla. Rabbeinu Chananel is more explicit. Probably Rashi is going in the approach of Rabbeinu Chananel. According to the Ritva, the Teretz of the Gemara is as follows, that the individual used his Kesef Meiser Sheni to buy Shemen, which is perfect, that's totally fine, but the Shemen was also mixed with water and salt. And he made up with the store owner that he was buying the shemen, but because there was water and salt, the price was actually more for the shemen, because there was water and salt as well. But the stated purpose was for the shemen. So they were mavliya, the mayim and melach, within. They had it swallowed up in the price, but actually the price was a little bit more due to the mayim umelach. That is how the Ritva learns, and that is the simplest pshat in the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, Ubavla Mishari, is that acceptable to buy with Kesef Meiser with Havla? In, says the Gemara, it is. Vatanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Ben Bagbag Oimer, Babokor, the Torah Kedosha tells us that you, in Parshas Re'eh, that you will take your cows, excuse me, your money, to buy anything you want in Yerushalayim. Now the Torah Kedoshah describes the bakar, the cattle. Why does the Torah describe it in all detail? Says Rashi in the last wide line, once the pasuk says b'chol asher tavin nafshicha, there's no need to spell out all of taivas nafshicha, like we started off the Daf Yomi, describing grill burger, burger bar, Burger King,
Well, what's the need for all this discussion? Just say b'chol asher tav v'nafshecha. That's what you could eat in Yerushalayim. So the chidush is more than just grilled burger and burger bar. Melamed shalochim bakar al gabe oro, that you're allowed to buy a cow, even though, let's say you pay $500 for a cow, $300 goes for the meat. The cow also has hides that could be resold after it's slaughtered. Nevertheless, you don't have to worry and say, oh, I paid $500 for it, I only ate $300 worth, therefore I've got to use another $200, I only fulfilled $300 of the Kesef Maaser Sheni. No, you bought the cow, you did what was normal with the cow, that's enough. Bakar ubetz oro is included. Ubetzon, melamek shalokin son, al gab gizasa, you're allowed to buy the sheep with its shearings as well. Umiayin, the Torah also told us the wine. Melamed shlochin yain al gabe kankano. You're allowed to use the money also for the barrel. Uba sheikhar, melamed shlochin temed mishehichmitz. Included in buying the beer means buying water to place on the shells of grapes that will ultimately turn into vinegar, or more precisely, would ferment and then be able to use for a beer type of drink called sheikhar, even though at the time you're buying water. And we learned that the halacha is that yayin and is included for maaser sheni, but not water. Nevertheless, since it's to reach that goal, it's also included. So we see that bahavla is acceptable. Whoever is going to explain to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, why according to Ben Bagbad, the Torah has to say also babokar, Muvlino manye yabasre lebe mesusa, I'll carry their clothes for them to the bathhouse, like a servant does, as the Gemara in Kedushin describes, for his master. My time makulu tzrichi levar mi babokar, delo tzarech. I understand all the other things in the psukim that we mentioned above that's spelled out by the by Maaser Sheni and Dvarim Yudalid, like Yayin and Sheikhar, as we're about to elaborate, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why all of those things are necessary to be spelled out. However, mi babokar delo tzarich, but the word babokar, including the cattle, is not necessary. My tzrichi. What is necessary, analyzes Rabbi Yochanan. Dikas rachmana b'bakar. We had delineated earlier that if it had just said bakar havamina bakar udimizdabin al gabe oiroi, that when it comes to cattle where it's sold for with its hide, so over there maybe it's all included mishum de gufeyu, because the hide is included in the animal. Avot tzon, so why does it need to say tzon? Here the emphasis that it needs to say tzon. It needs to say tzon, avot tzon, al gav gizasa de lav gufehu. There the wool is not part of the animal, so maybe in such a case it's not included in the pidyon. Emelo, and we taught above that the chidush is that it's also considered part of the pidyon. Vikos rachmana bitzon, if it only says sheep, al gav gizasa with its shearings, havamin mishum de mechubar, but only where it's attached, avol yayin al gabe kankano, but when it comes to wine that's sold with its barrel, emelo, then maybe it's not included. Vikas rachmana b'yayin, and if the Torah had only said regards to wine, havamina mishum dahainu nitiruse, that there it actually guards the wine, it serves a direct role in the existence of the wine, avol tamid mishich mitz dikiyu abalmu. However, when it comes to the mixture that's there to make beer, that the water that you use is just put next to the shells, and that's what creates the beer. Emelo, maybe that's not included in pidyon maaser, because at the end of the day, all it is fundamentally water. Kas rachman sheikhar. Torah says, no, that's called beer. Vikas rachman b'sheikhar, avmina mai sheikhar, dveila ki'ilas dipiru. Aval yayin agav kankane omelo. Maybe when it comes to beer in such a case, then at the end of the day, since it is a very specific type of beer that's called a dvela kilas, that had the ability, it was a type of fruit that had the ability also to intoxicate, But maybe wine with its barrel would not be included. Because Rachmana Yain al Kakano dahainu niti ruso, it's guarding Aval Sona, Gab gives us a malo. The shearings are not necessary for the sheep and would not be included. Because Rachmana Tzon, the fila Gab gives us a, that's included in its shearings. Babokar lamali. But at the end of the day, and this is Rabbi Yochanan's long-winded question, and that is, at the end of the day, why does the Torah say babokar? What would we have thought, mistakenly, that buying a cow would not be acceptable for pidyon ma'aser sheni? V'chitei melokas rachmanu babokar havamina tzon agav ora. In agav gizasalo, if the Torah had not said babokar, then we would have thought the shearings are not included in the sheep, and just the skin, kas rachman babokar lasuye oro, then the Torah is telling us babokar to tell us the hide. And if we already learned that the hide of all animals are included in ma'aser sheni, so then why does the Torah tell us tzon? Yaisel tzon lasuye gizaso. Maybe that's the reason why the Torah says babokar, says Gemara, that I find is difficult. I lo kas rachman babokar lo avamina tzon agab ora in al gizaso lo. I would never have thought that the shearings would not be included in the sheep. Then the Torah should have just as well said bakar. And then memela, I would have known tzon, and tzon is extra. So then why do I need babakar? Because again, tzon is coming to tell me the shearings. So certainly the hide itself. Hashatzon al gabe gizza mizdavna bakar al gabe ora mi boy. That we would certainly know. Ainu de kam Rabbi Yochanan. This is where Rabbi Yochanan asked. Man de metargan li ba bakar. Aliba de ben bagav ben bagbag movlinu mayne le be mesusa. That I would carry his clothing to the bathhouse. In other words, I don't know why ba bakar is necessary, because the fact that the hide is included, I would have already known based on the chidushim of the other things of tzon and yayin and sheichar, babakar is not necessary. And this is what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan. This is one of the cases where the Gemara leaves off with a question, and the Gemara goes back to a previous discussion that we had on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph.
Yudah ben Gadish had taught us on six lines from the bottom that one is allowed to use the kesef of Ma'aser Sheni to buy the brine of fish, even not the fish itself, one could argue, and that would be enough. B'maikam ifligu Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish v'Rabbi Eliezer, ahani tanoi de lekamon. There were tanoim later on that presented a different opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish v'Rabbi Eliezer darsh ribuye umiut. Vahani tanoi darshi klal uprati. There are two different types of drashos, in particular, that we're going to deal with right now. One is the mechanic of klal uprat, and the other is ribui umiut. We will explain them as we go along. The Torah Kedosha tells us, v'nasata kesef b'chol asher tave nafshecha, babokar uvatzon, etc., that you shall put the money that you have taken for kesef ma'aser sheni and invest in bakar and son when you do ma'aser sheni. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eliezer, this is a drasha of a ribuy miut. Let's do it. V'nasata kesef bichol asher tavin afshicha. Anything that you want, that's a riba. Babakar ubatzon b'yayin ubesheichar miut. That's limiting. First you have the broad, then you have the miut. Riba haklol. We have a rule. If you have a ribui, then a miut, and then a ribui, so then in such a case, the Torah is coming to expand everything, adding to what the rule had given you. My Rabbi, what is that coming to include? Rabbi kol mili. It's coming to include all types of things. Umaymiyat, and what's it coming to exclude? The Rabbi Eliezer miat seer, it's coming to exclude brine. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish miat mayim velech umelach, it's coming to exclude specifically mayim and melach. The riboy miot and riboy, the riboy is coming to include all things that are like it, but there is a miot And therefore, the miut is coming to exclude specifically brine, according to Rabbi Eliezer, while according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh, as we learned on the bottom of Chazayin Amud Aleph, is coming to exclude specifically Mayim u'Melach. However, brine would be acceptable. Vahani Tanoi, but there are other Tanoim that read the Psukim differently. Darshi Klali Uprati. They darshin the Pasuk not in the context of riboy miut, but rather klal prat. The sanya, as we learned in a brisa, above the kamenun dalanam and base. When asata kesa b'chol asher tavin afshecha, klal. That is a rule. Babakur uvatzon b'yayin b'shecha prat. That is coming to limit the rule. U'b'chol asher tishocha nafshecha chazer uklal. Klal prat uklal. Iatadon ela ke'ein haprat. As opposed to looking at the psukim as being a riboy and then a miut, this position understands it as a rule, a klal, and then coming to tell us a prat to specify the rule. Now, when it comes to klal, prat, to klal, then the rule is, as we say in Rabbi Yishmael every morning, klal, prat, to klal, ein atadan, ela ke'ein haprat. That you look at it only from the perspective of what the Torah minimized the rule. It gave you the rule, and then it constricted the rule. And that constriction is the halacha. Ma prat mefurish pri mi pri vigidula karka, just like the prat specified when it comes to those things that give off fruits, like cows that they give birth to other cows, and those things that grow from the ground. Afkol pri mi pri needs to be something that reproduces vigidula karka and grows from the ground. V'tanya idach, we had another brisa that said it slightly differently. Ma prat mefurish vlod vlodos haaretz. Those things that grew from the ground during Maisa Bereshis, Rashi explains, Afko Vlad Vlados Haaretz. My Benyayu, what's the difference between these two positions? What about fish? If it's something that grew from the ground, fish didn't grow from the ground. Amar Abaye Dogim Ikamenayu. Leman Amar Pri Vigidule Karka Hani Dogim Gidule Karka Ninu. They are considered those, the fish sustain themselves from the ground. They survive on the same nutrition from the ground. However, they weren't created from the ground. Lamanda amar vlad vlados haaretz dogim mimaya ivru. When it comes to the creation of the fish, they weren't created from the ground. They were created from the water. What is the implication of being created for the water? We won't discuss right now. Emir Tzeshem, on tomorrow's daf, we will continue when the Gemara will ask, is it true that we consider fish as those which are sustained from the ground? And the Gemara will ask a technical question. To summarize what we've done in the last few lines, is we have a machlokis between groups of Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh and Rabbi Eliezer both understand v'nasata akesa b'chol asher tava nafshecha as being a riboy, that the pasuk is coming to include something and then is coming to be memayit. That's called riboy miut, and then often what follows is a riboy, as in this case. And the opinion of the Braisa is that this is not a riboy miut riboy, but rather this is a kla pratu kla. The difference between riboy miut and riboy is, in general, riboy is marbe everything. However, there's one thing that's excluded in the miut. If it's kla pratu kla, so then ein atotan elo ke ein haprat, then it's the prat that defines. Rashi in Sukkah Nun Amud Beis gives us Tosefes Beir. It always bothered me until I saw this Rashi. What is behind the machlokis? While one learned kla prat and kla, the other ribo miut and riboy. Of course, the difference between whether you read the pasuk this way or that way is going to be awesome. Whether you focus on the prat, or do you focus on the riboy? As the opinion holds riboy, miut riboy, says you focus on the riboy. The opinion holds klal prat to klal, holds that you focus on the prat. Rashi explains that this is a machlokis in kol haTorah kula. When you have a rule, and then an exception, and the rule, is that klal prat to klal, or is that riboy, miut, and riboy? That's how Rashi on Nun, on the Beis, in Sukkah learns. So therefore, this would become a klaliistic machlokis of how you Darshan, Rashi's Lashon in Sukkah is, Yesha Darshan es Hatola Hatora Bechlalu Prat, the Yesha Darshan Mosa Bemidas Riboy Umiut. Thanks to the Oza Hadar Gemaras, they give us the other sources where Rashi spells this out in Kedushin, Chaf Aleph Amabez, Dibar Maskel Darish, Sanhedrin, Mem Vavam, and Alf Dibar Maskel Chi, and that will be the crux of this Machlokis as well in our Gemara. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Daf in Pshat on Chav Zayin, and we now go to the halacha section from our Gemara. Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha from Daf Chav Zayin, is how do we make a Ruve Chatzeros today, and why is it that many people today, from some of the friends and Talmidim that listen in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Eretz Yisrael, for example, in Ten Nachal Achish, I live with Rabbi Jonathan Cohn, and we do not have an Eruve Chatzeros, as well as halfway across the world, in Beechwood, Cleveland, where we learn with Josh Klarfeld, many buildings, I believe, we'll have to ask Josh, do not have an Eruve Chatzeros as well. What is going on? When one makes an Erev Chatzeros, what needs to be used? And why is it that there are many buildings that Lechura should require a Ruve Chatzeros that many people are not careful to do it? And when, of course, is it required? The two topics run together because in our Mishnah we learn that there are all types of foods that could be used for an Aruve Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavos. Tosfos points out that in truth, Lahalacha, this statement of the Mishnah, the way Rashi explains it, is not correct. The Gemara later on Daf Ayin Aleph Amebeis, says that when making an Eruve Chatzeros, you need to use bread. This is codified in Shulchan Aruch as well, and in the Mishnah Bura. In Simin Shin Pei Vav, Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel, in the Mishnah Bura points out that we follow this Mishnah. Anything could be used when we're making a Shitufei Mavos. The difference between a Shitufei Mavos and an Erev Chatzeros is the following. If you have an apartment building, and a few of the apartments open up to a Chatzer, simply put, although not according to all opinions, the way in which you could carry in that general area is only through an Eruve Chatzeros. By the way, before we go on, today's halacha is assuming that we're talking about an area only with Jews who are Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. I realize I had said different areas around the world. Let us stay in the assumption that we're dealing with an area that's entirely residential with Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. We'll discuss in the future what happens if that is not the case. Our Mishnah follows, therefore, the position of Tosos, who says that you could use all different types of food when it comes to Shitufei Mavos, where it's not a chatzer that is joining together, but there are many roads, like a general small city that is not a Rishus HaRabim. The way in which one could carry is, if number one, there are appropriate mechitzos, and number two, the ones who are in charge of the Erev have to keep in mind that they need to designate and to be mezakeh the entire city with food that they all can partake in. The details of the zikui we will discuss in the future as well, and that goes for the entire city. If there's been an Erev that's been done for the entire city, and that Erev, we pointed out, could be used with many different foods, the Ramah writes that Shitufei Mavos works even for Chatzeros as well. This psak of the Ramah is found in Shin Pei Zayin. V'yesh omrim desomchin ashituf b'makum Erev afilu lo nishtatfu ela b'yayin. Now we really appreciate the words in the Ramah, afilu lo nishtatfu ela b'yayin. In our Gemara we learned that Bechol Ma'arvin U'Mishtatvin includes certainly wine. It even includes everything up until water and salt. And the Ramah says, from the Rosh and the Mordechi, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah follows in Sifkatan Yud Beis as well, that once there is a Shitufei Mavos that was done on behalf of everybody in this community, then there is no need for Eruve Chatzeros. That is why in Ramat Beit Shemesh, once there is a kosher Erev, it could be that every single political party needs to make its own Erev. That's why it's best to stay out of politics. This way you could be included in everybody's Erev. And therefore, there's no need on 10 Nachal Achish for Rabbi Jonathan Cohn and Chaim Eisenstein to make their own Erev Chatzeros because they are included in the Shitufe Muvaos that was done by the Rabbanim of the city. Similarly, everywhere, not only in Israel, but all over America as well, that the Rabbanim, when they are Zoche for Shitufe Muvaos, they include, according to the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the other people as well in the Eruve Chatzeros. If, however, there is no Shitufe Muvaos, for example, my in-laws, may they be well, when they made an Erev Chatzeros in their house in Brooklyn, where they did not carry in the Eruv, following the Psak of their neighbor, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tar V'Das, Rav Belsky, who did not and does not carry in the Erev in Brooklyn, then, if one was not following with that Erev, of course, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, we've explained lots of reasons why one can make an Erev even in Brooklyn, the position of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was not to. So then, in such a case, they had a two-family home. In order to be able to carry in their chatzer, which they had rented out to others, an Eruv chatzeros had to be made. Now, Tosfos points out that according to the Gemara later on, and this is how it's codified in Shin Samach Vav, you cannot use wine. Rather, what has to be done is you need to use lechem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, coming back to the same Mishnah Berurah in Shin Pei Vav, Siv Gimel, the difference between the two is that when it comes to Eruve Chatzeros, the Eruv over there is to show that we are joining together in Dira, that we share, that my in-laws were sharing the rented area with the Swerdlicks. The Swerdlicks and the Summers were now together, those two families were now together. In order to be Koveya, share Dira, it's not enough to simply share wine, but rather bread is also necessary. Hence, for Eruv Chatzeros, matzahs need to be used. So therefore, if someone is in an area that does not have an Eruv, then to make Eruv Chatzeros, where you join in all the people together, we'll speak about the Zikoy in another daf, then matzahs need to be used, and wine or other foods would not be acceptable. As a long shot, maybe we could point out that this might be Rashi's defense to Tosas' objection. I say this Beloshen Ulai, the mitzvah to be Miyashev Rashi. Tosas points out that Rashi learned that you could use for Eruve Chatzeros all types of food. That's just simply not true. Mara and Ayin Aleph Amabez clearly says not that way. Maybe we could defend Rashi by saying, Bechol Ma'arvin Umishtatvin, that Rashi was talking like the position that we follow, that the Shitufe Muvos works both for the Mavui as well as for the Eruve Chatzeros. So in an instance where you have a Shitufe Muvos of wine, then that would work as well for the Chatzer, as described by the Rama in Shin Pei Zayin and the Mishnah Berurah over there, in Sif Katan, Yud Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of what types of foods are used for the Eruv Chatzeros and Shitufe Muvos, and why many today do not make an Eruv Chatzeros because they are already living in an area that had a Shitufe Muvos done, and the Eruv Chatzeros is thereby included. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chavzayin.